during the first phase of this mimicking, he will try to convince the world that the devil incarnated. Obviously, he will not appear as a devil, but it will be a bad copy, a very bad imitation. But please, let's try to remember this description of the Antichrist, monkey of Christ. Let's keep this in mind because we will find it useful in our future lessons as well, and in the very near future, that is. Also, keep in mind that whatever relationship God has with Christ, such will be the relationship of the devil with the Antichrist. But I repeat, all this in the absence of an incarnation, but a very bad imitation indeed. From all that we have said, we do perceive that this actual time of the Antichrist will be perilous, difficult, truly problematic. Chapter 13, verse 3. And one of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but the mortal wound was healed, and the whole earth followed the beast with wonder. The blessed evangelist continues to tell us about the beast, and he states that one of the seven heads of the Antichrist appeared to be slain, and as slain, it hanged downwards, as slain unto death, the Greek text specifies. This mortal wound, however, was healed, and when this wound of the one of the seven heads of the Antichrist was healed, then the entire earth was full of amazement following this event. Now, what is the holy evangelist wishing for us to see behind this detailed image? We said previously that the Antichrist is the ape of Christ. So either himself or someone from those who serve his agenda, one of his heads, as St. Andrew of Caesarea also mentions, so either one of his bodyguards or the Antichrist himself will be seemingly put to death. And after this, by the energy of Satan, he will be revived and will stand up. Indeed, a very bad imitation of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. My beloved, the Antichrist will imitate the death and the resurrection of Christ. He will not stop short, even of this point, to imitate, I will say again, the death and the resurrection of Christ. Yes, but with one major difference. Watch. The slain and standing Lamb, Jesus Christ, when he was put to death, he was vivified forever and with a decisive victory over death. The revival of the Antichrist, however, will only be for a time, temporary. It is also important to note the verb used by St. John when he states that the injury was healed. The wounds of Christ, of course, after the denailment from the cross and after the resurrection, remained and will remain eternally visible as certificate of the true resurrection and of the true person of Jesus Christ. These are the very wounds that were touched and felt by Thomas and the apostles, verifying that he is the very one who was crucified and resurrected. St. John says in the first chapter of Revelation that they will see the one whom they speared, and all tribes of the earth will wail, all nations and tongues. They will all lament because they will see and recognize the one they have crucified all through the ages, re-crucifying the Son of God, as St. Paul says, with their sins and unbeliefs. But unlike the Antichrist, when the Lord appeared to his disciples, he did not appear healed like someone coming out of the hospital, but he was resurrected from the dead. Consequently, it is a very clear distinction here. The wound of the Antichrist will be healed, but Christ truly died and was resurrected. So this theatrical ploy of the Antichrist, who will pretend to be Christ, will cause many to follow him. The whole earth followed him with wonder, the script says. So from what we said so far, and from the following verses of the Holy Evangelist, this will be one of the great false miracles of the devil. St. Paul also points this out, that the devil will do signs and wonders, great works of deception, and the greatest wonder will be the false healing of this mortal wound, of one of its heads, the imitation of death and resurrection of Christ. This will be the greatest miracle of the Antichrist, carried out by the energy of Satan. But please pay attention to a fine detail. The Holy Evangelist says, as if it had been mortally wounded. It seemed to be ready to die. This "as if" does not show a definite state. It shows direction, like saying, I'm heading towards town. I'm not there, but I'm on my way. So, as if it had been slain shows that it was almost slain, but it did not die yet. So the Antichrist will convince people that this high figure around him is dead. He will announce his death through the media, and this is not hard to do so, and then he will stage a fantastic resurrection, a very powerful, deceptive resurrection, which will be televised by his international media. The Lord warns in Matthew 24:24, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. St. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, the coming of the lawless one, meaning the Antichrist, is according to the workings, to the energies of Satan, or more specifically, from the energy of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Not just lying wonders. The Greek says, terata, huge, immense miracles of incredible deceptive capacity. So the Antichrist will excel in deception. Do you see how the holy writers agree? St. John says, as slain unto death, showing delusion. And St. Paul continues about the coming of the Antichrist, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not accept the love of the truth that they might be saved. So those who perish, those who will be deceived, they chose to turn their back to the truth of Christ. And for this reason, God will send them an energy of delusion, Thessalonians 2:11. And for this reason, God will send them an energy of delusion that they should believe the lie. So God will allow them to receive a spirit of delusion, an evil spirit, so they can believe the lie and perish. In our days, magic, black and white, spiritism, New Age are at an all-time high. How much can it be said about the books of Harry Potter, considered by most of our Christians as fun and innocuous? Translator's note. Fun and innocuous, and even downplayed by some of our priests and Christian camps as fiction and not much to worry about. The Antichrist, my friends, will be a great magician and a great spiritist. Magic, sorcery, spiritism, these are works of the devil. Did you hear this? So let's not ever find ourselves at the doors of psychics, card readers, crystal balls, and fortune tellers, magicians, to ask for help in terms of loosening spells. God forbid. We will be serving the plans of the devil. Of course, we cannot attend or visit any of these doors and attend meetings of spiritism. The Word of God and the canons of our church prohibit us to do so. St. Paul says you cannot take part in the tables of demons and at the same time partake of the table of God. Take Holy Communion. But people who were unfortunate enough to enter these doors, they speak of signs and demonic wonders. All these show the incredible capacity of Satan to deceive and destroy. I will tell you only one story, and this will give you a very good measure of the deceptive capabilities of the Antichrist and his false signs and wonders and his ability to lie. People will be saying, "Can't you see he resurrected this man? This man was dead and now he opened his eyes." This will all be the demonic deceptive energy of Satan. But listen to this story of an ascetic from the Holy Mountain. This Athanite lived by himself. He was an eremitis, or a hermit, a tremendous ascetic, a very pious man. But it seems that without realizing it, he was harboring or becoming infected by some subtle feelings of pride due to his extreme asceticism. And this passion gave the devil a window to come in and bother him, to deceive him and to try to destroy him. The devil appeared to him with a demonic synod. The devil, with a number of his demons, appeared to him as a committee to tell him that his fame and his virtue has reached as far as Constantinople. And because the patriarchal throne is vacant, it is in widowhood, the pious people from Constantinople came here in the Holy Mountain to take you and enthrone you as patriarch. Of course, our ascetic refused. He kept refusing, but this demonic committee kept insisting and begging, and he finally consented. He said, "Let God's will be done, since the people of God are so adamant about this." So he packed his things, he prepared himself, and he began to walk towards the sea, where a huge boat full of people was waiting to bring him on board to set sail towards Constantinople and enthrone him as patriarch. So, escorted by the special committee, they got very close to the dock, and he was about to step on a wooden staircase to enter the boat. But as a good monk, when he got to the dock, he began to make his cross a number of times, something that he always did before he traveled. When he looked up after he made his cross, everything vanished. There was no honoring committee, no people, no boat, no wooden steps. "Oh my Lord, what was this?" Fantasy of the devil. Nothing there but a stage delusion. Pure magic. What was the devil's aim? He wanted to get him to walk on the boat, in other words, to let him fall in the sea and drown. These are miracles of fantasy, which are very much in the deceptive capabilities of the devil. The Antichrist will excel in these, and the crowds will believe them as real. There are other miracles, quote unquote, like the one we just said, but we don't have time to cover all these. The one I told you is adequate for you to understand and to get a sense of the measure of this delusion, and to understand why all the world will marvel and follow the beast, as St. John writes. The newspapers, the media, will be constantly announcing all over about the miracles of the Antichrist, and the entire earth will marvel. But someone can see a certain fickleness here about all these people who, up to now, they were boasting about their atheism and how they don't believe, and boasting about their rationalism and their lack of religious beliefs. Now they will fall victims of their own unbelief. As we heard St. Paul say, God will allow them a spirit of delusion. And while as rationalists they refused to believe in the miracles of Christ, now they will marvel at the false miracles of the pseudo-resurrection by the Antichrist. And according to St. Andrew of Caesarea, the Antichrist will do this miracle through the devil. And through the Antichrist, the devil will be worshipped. With a statement, "the entire world marveled and followed the beast," expresses the ease with which the unbelievers and the rationalists will become his admirers and followers. And something else, the entire earth marveled and followed the beast. How will the entire earth be aware? By the television screen. All the TV networks will be in the service of the Antichrist. But isn't this the case today? Isn't television today, for the most part, in the service of the Antichrist? My friends, I will tell you one more time myself, as I believe many others have told you. Be careful of television. If you don't have one yet, do not bring one in your home. If you have one, throw it out as soon as you can, especially if you have children. Your children's upbringing will be heavily influenced by the presence of television, and it will become very difficult. Nevertheless, television is a servant of the Antichrist, and as you can see, we have a number of signs of the last times, of anti-Christian times. We begin to see and live this every day. So they worship the dragon who gave the power to the beast, and they worship the beast saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to go to war against him? So the dragon, the devil, is worshipped by the followers of the Antichrist. Please pay attention here, because behind these simple words, we have the attitude of human history. This is critical, and we need to open our eyes. I mentioned this to you at a previous time. The end result of this amazement and a marvel from the healing and the revival of the seemingly slain head will be the worship of the dragon devil and of the beast Antichrist. Honorable, absolute worship will be rendered to the devil and the Antichrist. As you know, this worship can only be rendered to God. So the people of the earth, all those who will follow the Antichrist, the evangelist says, the entire earth marveled and followed the beast. So the vast majority of the people of the earth will follow, honor, and worship the Antichrist as sovereign God. The people of the earth will deify the Antichrist, and they will deify the devil. Thus, the ancient desire of the ancient serpent and the ancient passion of the devil will be finally fulfilled. The devil, in his pride, yearns to be worshipped. Of course, this happened throughout history when people worshipped idols, whether animate or inanimate, directly or indirectly. In the end times, however, we will have pure and direct Satan worship. We are beginning to see this in our days, my friends, where the worship of Satan is not only permitted, but in recent years, in our civilized and primarily Christian American continent, the worship of Satan can take place openly in quote-unquote churches. People can choose to worship Satan as God and call upon his name. This would horrify every human being a couple centuries back. In ancient idolatry, people worshiped Satan unknowingly. They were not suspecting that behind the statues and behind these objects, the evil spirits were lurking to be worshipped. Today, however, people are hardly unsuspecting. They sing songs to sweet Satan. They are boastful about their choice to worship Satan. They tell you openly, well, we worship Satan. The same thing happens to the high degrees of Freemasonry. After they pull the wool over people's eyes, eventually they initiate them degree by degree to worship the sun, and eventually Baphomet, the statue of the goat-like god with goat's feet and horns. He sits with crossed legs, with a head of a ram and a human torso and goat's feet. This is what the statue appears like. Did you ever think why the devil appears with a goat's head, horns, and goat's feet? This is not by his choice. God allowed this. Worldwide, everywhere, people saw Satan. Everywhere they would see Satan, they saw him in this form. They saw him in the form of a goat all through the ages. Many different tribes in different times, they would worship idols with this form, the form of a ram. God allowed for people to perceive the devil as a goat. You will see this ram goat on covers of heavy metal albums, on t-shirts, and the like. But Christ made it very clear what would happen to all those who behave, act, and live like goats in the verses of the gospel of his final judgment. The goats will end up living forever with their super goat master, the devil. At the very end of history, however, the devil will be worshipped openly, not as a goat, but as a human being in the person of the Antichrist, whom he will possess entirely. His century-old dream of being worshipped will finally come true, finally but very temporarily. The Antichrist and the devil will be worshipped for a very short period of time, about 3.5 years.
Toți sfinții pomenindu-i iarăși iară cu pace Domnului să ne rugăm.
Doamne, miluiește!
Pentru cinstitele daruri ce s-au adus și s-au sfințit Domnului să ne rugăm.
Doamne, miluiește!
Ai viitorul de oameni, Dumnezeul nostru, Cel ce le-a primit pe dânsele în Sfântul cel mai presus de ceruri și duhovnicescul său jertfelnic, într-un miros de bună mireasmă duhovnicească, să ne trimită nouă dumnezeiescul har și darul Sfântului Duh, să ne rugăm.
Doamne, miluiește!
Pentru ca să fim izbăviți noi de tot necazul, mânia, primejdia și nevoia, Domnului să ne rugăm.
Doamne, miluiește!
Apără, mântuiește, miluiește și ne păzește pe noi, Dumnezeule, cu harul Tău.
Doamne, miluiește!
Ziua toată desăvârșită, sfântă, în pace, și fără de păcat la Domnul să cerem.
Da, Doamne!
Înger de pace, credincios, îndreptător, păzitor al sufletelor și al trupurilor noastre, la Domnul să cerem.
Da, Doamne!
Milă și iertare de păcatele și de greșalele noastre, la Domnul să cerem.
Da, Doamne!
Cealaltă vreme a vieții noastre, în pace și într-o pocăință o săvârși la Domnul să cerem.
Doamne!
Sfârșit creștinesc vieții noastre, fără durere neînfruntate în pace și răspuns bun la înfricoșătoarea judecata lui Hristos să cerem. Unitatea credinței și împărtășirea Sfântului Duh cerând pe noi înșine și unii pe alții și toată viața noastră lui Hristos Dumnezeu să o dăm.
Ție, Doamne!
Cine vrednicește pe noi, Stăpâne, cu îndrăznire fără de osândă, să cutezăm a te chema pe tine, Dumnezeul cel ceresc, Tată, și a zice:
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră cea spre ființă, dă-ne-o nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșalele noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri, și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
Că a ta este împărăția și puterea și slava a Tatălui și a Fiului și a Sfântului Duh, acum și pururea și în vecii vecilor.
Amin.
Pace tuturor.
Și Duhului Tău.
Capetele voastre Domnului să le plecați.
Fie,
Harul și cu îndurările și cu iubirea de oameni a unuia născut Fiului Tău, cu care ești binecuvântat, împreună cu preasfântul și bunul și de viață Făcătorul Tău Duh, acum și pururea și în vecii vecilor.
Amin.
Sfinții